Welcome to the Stop Drinking Podcast, where we help you make stopping drinking a simple, logical, and easy decision. We help you with tips, tools, and strategies to start living your best life when alcohol-free. If you want to learn more about Stop Drinking Coaching, then head over to www.soberclear.com. There are two ways to get through your first 7 days without an alcoholic drink. There's the right way and the wrong way. The wrong way is sitting there, resisting alcohol, locking yourself away, turning your phone off, ignoring everybody, and just fighting through it. The other way is the right way to do things. And when you do it the right way, it's going to make the whole process 10 times easier. And there are really two very controversial and unconventional things that you should do if you're going to do it the right way that we're going to unpack today in this video. Some of you may think this advice is slightly dangerous, but I'm going to give it you anyway because it worked for me, it's worked for hundreds of other people, and I think a lot of you will absolutely love it. So what I was saying before is the wrong way to do things is to lock yourself away from the world. This is something that I tried to do multiple times. I would promise myself that I wasn't going to drink for a week, so if people were going out, I'd say, nah, I'm not coming tonight. You know, if somebody invited me to a restaurant where I knew that alcohol would be there, I'm declining. And I just kind of lock myself away, turn the TV on, watch a lot of movies, eat a lot of bad food, and just get through it. And I'm sure a lot of you can relate to that. And the problem with this approach is my perception of alcohol. I truly believe that I have given something up that I enjoyed doing. So I have to kind of hide away because that's something that's got a lot of pull. And I don't quite trust myself to be in those kind of environments and not cave in. And that's the whole thing, is it's all about this trust in yourself. And when I drank, I didn't have any trust in myself. I'd already had a failed track record of 10 years of trying to stop drinking alcohol and it never working. So if I told myself I wasn't going to drink, I'm hiding. And hey, listen, half the time I don't even make it 7 days, right? And the reason why this is the wrong way of doing things is because you're using the wrong method. You're using your own personal strength and your own willpower. So the right way of doing things is, the first thing is, it all leads up to your foundation of making the decision to stop drinking. If you've done the work, if you've done the mindset work, you've invested in books, in courses, you've spent time studying this problem, and you are so sure that that adds nothing in your life, then the first 7 days will be easy. So I'm going to presume that you've already done that work. Let's say you've watched 100 of my YouTube videos, you're in the program itself, you've read 10 stop drinking books, you just know that this problem is solved. If that's the case, then that first 7 days, you know, for some people, they're going to have some kind of withdrawal. They're not going to feel quite right. And I want to say that if you are truly concerned about the withdrawal, then you should be seeking medical advice, not leaving a comment in my video saying, Leon, what about this? What about that? If you are truly concerned about that, then go and see a doctor. However, I will say this, but most people are usually fine. It's almost a myth that gets pushed on you to almost scare you away from drinking. I've spoke to people that drink 3 or 4 drinks a day and they are even afraid of DTs and withdrawal. And I'm like, listen, it's not going to be an issue. But if you are concerned, go and find some help. But anyway, the first few days is going to be a bit rough. But the first thing that you should do once you've kind of got past those first few days is go to a bar.
What? Bro, what are you talking about, man?
Go to a bar, go to a restaurant, go meet a friend, go and hang out with somebody, and go to an establishment that serves alcohol. I don't recommend doing that like totally alone unless you're getting food or doing something else like, I don't know, playing a game, sports game, pool, snooker, whatever. I'd recommend going with a friend, but go and do something and put yourself in an environment where people are drinking. Go there. Don't drink, have a good time, socialize, go home. And I promise you one thing that will happen. If you do that in your first 7 days, the level of conviction that you will have in your decision to not drink alcohol will skyrocket. You'll realize, I can go to these places. It doesn't bother me. I'm fine. Because the worst thing that you can do is hide from alcohol. Because when you hide from alcohol, when you put it on a pedestal, because that's what you're doing when you're hiding, you're saying that I can't be around this because I think I'm going to drink. You're putting it higher and higher and higher on that pedestal. Then what do you think happens? Eventually, your willpower runs out. You want to drink because you've wanted to drink for weeks on end, and then boom, you're back to square one. So prove to yourself that you can be in these places, you can be socializing, you can do the things that you were doing before, but you can do it without drinking. But then what, right? Now, what I'm going to say next is going to be uncomfortable, but without doing this, nothing will work. So I need to give you a bit of background before I actually give you the thing that I'm going to tell you. So even when I drank alcohol, I had a lot of goals, right? I had a lot of ideas and I had this vision of this person that I wanted to be. And I had this when I was drinking. You know, I knew I wanted to make content. I knew I wanted to post on the internet. I knew I wanted to have some online business that offered freedom and being able to travel. I knew that that was what I wanted. And I knew that that was what I wanted even when I drank. But I never took courageous steps in that direction. But then when I stopped drinking alcohol, something shifted. I said, F this, I'm going to take a courageous step. And what I ended up doing was booking this one-way flight to Chiang Mai because I knew that that was a place where I could learn from people, I could connect with people doing what I wanted to do. I booked a one-way flight and lo and behold, I became that person. I started working with other people. I started, you know, doing bits and pieces, learning all these new skills. Then I started making my own videos. Then I built SoberClear.com and all of these great things happened. And this is what I'm saying. When you stop drinking alcohol, this is what you should do. You know in your heart that there is something that is calling you. Everybody knows this. There's something that you're probably a little bit afraid to do. It might be starting a business. It might be getting into another relationship. It might be getting in the best shape of your life, hiring a trainer. It could be anything. But because you've drank, you have a track record of setting a goal and not necessarily going for it. But this is the difference, is when you stop drinking alcohol and you stay stopped and you stick with your decision, you're not the same person anymore. This is what you've got to realize. I'm not the same person that I was when I was drinking with these wishes, with these ambitions. When I stopped drinking alcohol, I became serious. I became committed. I became dedicated. I became consistent. I became a different person altogether. So the dream that I had, I was able to go towards it every single day and not go up, down, up, down, up, down. So I want you, in the first 7 days of stopping drinking, I want you to decide for yourself what it is that you want. Who do you want to be? And give yourself permission to be the person that you really want to be in your heart. There is somebody that you want to be that you're probably afraid to become. And what I want you to do in that first 7 days of stopping drinking alcohol is take a courageous step that you're probably afraid to do. I want you to take that first step. So I've just started working with somebody that's very, very new. He's very new to the program. He's only 4 days without a drink. And he said to me, you know, I'm going to start this YouTube channel, Leon. I'm going to document my journey of not drinking. And I said, great. When are you going to do the first video? He's like, oh, I'm going to do it in 2 weeks. I'm going to wait till I've got this thing right, that thing right, that thing right. And he knew who he wanted to be, but he was putting off the decision to actually go and take that action. And it's his first week. And I said, nah, man, it's not going to take you 2 weeks to do this. Get your phone, put it on selfie mode, hit record and post a video. You can do that by the end of today. And he felt uncomfortable. He's like, damn, you're right. I'm coming up with excuses. The guy did his first video the next day. He's stepping into the person that he wants to be in his heart. And that's what you should do in your first 7 days. If you want to get fit, go and sign up for the gym membership. If you want to be better in your church or your mosque or whatever, go and sign up there. Go and volunteer. There's somebody that you want to be, that your heart is calling you to be, that you can now become. And I promise you, if you stick on this path of not drinking alcohol, life will just keep getting better and better and better. Thanks for checking out the Stop Drinking podcast by Sober Clear. If you want to learn more about how we work with people to help them stop drinking effortlessly, then make sure to visit www.soberclear.com.